Hey fam, it's Raven your GS and thank you for locking into another Cyber Nerd show. Before we get started with the madness, if you really enjoy our shows, go ahead and subscribe on iTunes, give us a mad review and throw in a 5-star rating if you really enjoy our content and banter. It really helps more nerds finding us easier and quicker. Other than that, enjoy the show.
We are live, guys. I'm Jay, one further the Cyber Nerds.
Revenue GS.
Sam, Mr. Blipstick.
And welcome back to the Cyber Nerd channel, where we will be talking and discussing and reviewing the Book of Boba Fett Chapter 2. Now, if you haven't already, we're on the road to 200,000 subscribers. Hit the subscribe button. And also, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays and all them things there. You get me? What are you man saying about the episode?
So, episode for me was super lit. The prison, yeah, that's cool and everything. Obviously, they're not diving in too much about it. But for me, is when Bo goes back into his past, goes back to the Tuskens?
Tusken Raiders,
Tusken Raiders. Just him building his relationship with those people and just the kind of trouble that they come across in everyday life, basically. Just these raids they're coming across. These people who are like on the train, even the, it gives me a vibe of like him being with like natives, then coming across some kind of like cowboy madness, as well as like, what's the other?
Imperials.
Like, yeah, all those kind of like stuff for me was just, it was super sick. I don't even mind that they don't even speak a lot. That's what blows me away as well, that they just showed me everything and not a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
I love that a lot.
Yeah, man, I definitely think this episode's tough. For like, what I like about it, obviously in the last review, I was talking about how with this season, this series, they have this just a beautiful opportunity of doing what they did in Arrow, and I love Arrow for always showing that current timeline and past timeline thing, and I'm glad that this is something like, because obviously they did it in the last episode, and I wasn't sure if it was going to continue, but I'm glad like they continued and the way they continued it, because like it was really like the current timeline for today's episode was a footnote. It was like a reverse epilogue. They put it at the front and was like, this is what's happening in the future, but this is what we're telling you, man, today. And it just filled in a blank of the deeper relationship with him and the Tusken Raiders. Influence on the Pikes, because obviously, when they robbed the train, the Pikes were on the train.
Mm.
Now, obviously, as he's the new godfather of current timeline, I'm sure that alliance with the Tusken Raiders and the toll that the Tusken Raiders now have on the Pikes is going to play a role in the current timeline at some point.
Tell him!
Do you get what I'm saying? So I feel like that's super tough. Also, even though like there was bare flashback stuff, I don't want to talk about that. I love that we got an inclusion of the twins seeing the two huts come through and like the further escalation of the power struggle that's going through, happening right now with the absence of Jabba the Hutt. And I also love, yeah, that the vacuum that Jabba the Hutt, like, so basically, Jabba the Hutt runs things and is gone, yeah? And, like, obviously, one of his underlings try to, like, take over the thing. Now, the family are coming in and saying, like, that brother doesn't even count. Yeah, bruv, he was a babysitting it. All of our papers and our legal work still run. Now, Boba Fett's like, nah, my man ran it. I killed him. I ran it. So he's kind of got the street claim to it. And them man have got the documents and the legal team saying what's going on. And I love where that's going. And that Wookiee, like, I need that one-on-one to be like a two season, like, I don't need that to, like, that needs to be an ongoing thing.
Mm.
Like, not just know what these men have one fight. Like, I need this relationship to build. And, like, I need multiple battles between these two, man. Because that, like, just the stare down. Yeah, it was mad.
Oh, my days. Where can I carry on from here, man? No, I just, this is how you write. This is how you write. This is, I really love how they've taken, and they've done this before, where they take something that we care very little about, because obviously screen time and how much we know about characters, and make us care about characters. Do you know what I mean? So like the what's the sand people call it?
Tuscans.
The Tuscans. So this thing starts all the way from the Mandalorian. From time we got introduced that these men can actually communicate, and when Mando was like, needed to pay for a passage, this right here just, bruv, these men are just patterning up like everything in Tatooine right now, like, and what's going on in the desert, innit? Like, and I really thought like, that is super sick, because now we have an understanding, oh, when you go to the desert, this is what I want, because what just happened today has solidified that, yo, rerun these streets, like, well, streets, but like, it was through Boba's doing that these men can now come out and just roam the desert freely, and when you see them, you have to pay respects by paying your passage. Fam, the law is getting mad. It's been mad. It's like Tatooine just opened up doors to so many things, isn't it? And another thing that when you mentioned that, that whole alliance with the Tusks, I think like that's like a trump card that Boba holds that these men don't know. Do you know what I'm saying? Because like obviously they're like, you've got all the huts and all of that, and you know, you've got the mayor and all these people that kind of part of that economy, but he's got the desert people on his back pocket. Do you know what I mean? And I don't think they're aware of that. So when things get tough, bruv, he's got an army of them, man, coming through to help out.
Yeah, 100%.
So these lot might be looking at, oh, like, what, just two men thing? Oh, no. This is way deeper. And this is why this might actually even make Boba's case stronger for when he was like, oh, I might have to take over the Hutt's place, because now we can run our own thing here. Like, these men been doing their thing in the past, and you lot were hiding. Now we have an alliance. You man can come out. I can have that side. You man can have this side. Tatooine is ours, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we're running this team.
I think that makes a lot of sense. And I don't want them to do what they do in other shows where it's like they did it in The Mandalorian, where it's like, all right, Mando's running and he's got the Mandalorians underground. Mm-hmm. And then when he needs help, these men show up. I don't want him to do that. What I would like them to do in this is for him, his claim to be stronger because he's united another family on Tatooine. So like, these men have 7 families. He's now brought in the Tuscans, all right, family number 8. Then he goes and gets another estranged family from Tatooine. Boom. And he brings it. And now it's like, you man, we had 6 families before. Now we've got 9 families. Like, and this is why I love the line from the mayor talking about, yo, running a family is different from being a bounty hunter. Mm. Like, a bounty hunter is a solo man job, bro. Mm. Like, small teams, teams of 2, teams of 3, max. Running a family, like, do you know, being a dad of a house, yeah, it's serious things. And I think, obviously, Boba Fett, like, just through his experience, has already patterned up, like he's got those leadership qualities,
yeah.
And he's doing it things the correct way. So I want him to do things that haven't been done, and he's doing it already in terms of, like, walking around, trying to lead through respect and not through fear, and also, like, now bringing a new family. So I want to see more of him connecting to people who haven't been connected with as well. Like, I think that will be fire as well for the series.
He's definitely changing Tatooine. Like, going back all the way to episode 1, where there were slaves and stuff like that, and people just ruled, much like what you're saying, and he's just changing everything. Like, Tatooine's about to become a whole different place. I'm looking forward to that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, sorry, the trials he's going to have to go through to get that done, I don't know if that's possible, bro.
Yeah.
This looking mad.
It's mad because, like, I'm like, raw, man, what's it? 8 episodes is not enough.
Yeah, it's not, no.
It's actually, like, from...
That's
from
why I think there's going to be seasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. See, from how deep we are in, like, the amount of stuff we've covered in 2 episodes, I'm just like, yeah, bro, 6 more episodes is not going to do it. Yeah. But like I said, I just can't... I want more, innit? Like, there's certain threads that I need to just keep going and keep going. And I also want them to, like... time not tie more into the Mandalorian, but like they filled a gap here in how Boba Fett got from A to B in terms of being here but being in the Mandalorian, and I want them to keep filling up them gaps because I want the Bo-Katan thing where he meets Bo-Katan in the hut, and they're like, "Oh, you're not even a real Mandalorian," and that, and I need the evolution of that story thread as well for Mandalorian season 3. Do you get what I'm saying? And I want this thing to all start weaving and connecting and deep.
Because even just obviously we've seen how now man's now got a new layer of clothes and stuff. Obviously now he's wearing it on top of his armor. I just like Raven was pointing out before, I want to see how he gets from again B to C, where he meets up with Fennec, or why is he even there in the first place. Maybe he goes back to Tuscans with Fennec.
Yeah.
She meets with him as well. Like, all that's going to be very interesting. But this
could definitely lead us to that episode. Not to the specific day, but close enough to the day where he shows up in the Mandalorian.
It has to be.
Because he has to go and get his armor.
It has to be. And this is what I'm saying. I want the past to fill in all of that. To fill in the gaps on like, oh, when he showed up here, this is what happened that day. Because remember, he finds Fennec half dead.
Yeah,
and saves her. Mm. And obviously, that's going to be the life debt that she's now paying off in the show and the relationship. So I want to see why he saved her, why he was there. Obviously, he was looking for his armor. But like, I want to know when the hunt for the armor starts. And I'm hoping that's next episode.
That's it.
Get me?
Even them getting to the planet and everything. Like, all that kind of stuff. I just can't wait for it all week.
Getting the Slave One back. That's, like, everything.
It's going to be so lit.
It's like an origin series. And a current timeline series. Yeah. And this is why the two timelines were so important.
Super works.
Oh, man. Mad respect and props to you lot for shining the light on the tasks, isn't it?
Yeah, that's like, super lit.
Just see, because all we know is that they're savages. Do you know what I'm saying? All we have is scenes where Anakin is like, "You know, savages, I killed them.
That's the angle.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we have.
Yeah.
So today, we see them like, bruv, they're over there farming. Do you know what I'm saying? They have a system. They have a lookout. They have everything, fam. And even when the train was going past, imagine that. Every day, not every day, whatever time of the week, when that train, they're losing people, bruv. It's always on smoke. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And the whole ritual, them dancing, practicing. You're seeing the youths, them. Looking at them lot training, bro. Like, I now care about the Tusks.
That's it. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's important, but it's also good to give us like, yo, that's what you used to get.
It's culture, bro.
That's just, you know.
That's just one part of culture. And the thing is, it's good you touched on this, but then I don't like the line in it where it's like, when he's talking about the other raider camps, and he's like, some of them like live by killing, and I don't like that, because it's like you man are trying to on the nose justify what happened with Anakin's mom and all of that. Like, you ain't got to do that. Like, bruv, this is how these man live, and we've seen what them man did over there. Whether them man are the same race, whether them man are the same people, whether them man are the same village, we can understand that people make their own decisions,
right?
So you ain't got to over explain that. Do you know what I'm saying? So I didn't like that. Did just think, that one line.
Did you think that was over explaining?
100% it was over explaining. Bro, because people's think about it, yeah. I feel like we watch Star Wars very differently than how other people watch Star Wars. So there's gonna be a lot of people who just see the Tuskens as the bad guys, yeah?
Right.
Fully. And now this is gonna like obviously change their perception, but they are still trying to explain why that was acceptable over there and that these lot aren't included in that. I don't like that. Okay. Like, bruv, they're all one people.
Right.
Even if these men are living like that and these men are living like this, you ain't got to explain that the nine camps live differently. Bruv, you've visually shown that through giving us Star Wars.
Okay.
So I don't feel like that needed to be explained. I didn't like that. I felt like, nah, bruv, just this is how us men are here at this camp. That was another camp.
Because I thought it was just him explaining, like, we've been hiding, but there's other people like us just out there, but they just move different than us. But
that's exactly what was happening. But the legit line,
some
of them live by killing,
right?
I thought was just too on the not like louder. Do you know what I'm saying? Just, bruv, we get it. There's nine different, as soon as he says there's nine different camps, you should understand there's nine different ways of living life.
Not everyone's going to get that.
Because
of differences.
Don't hold man's hand through that, bruv. It's the same thing in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., bruv. We watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The other week, and they was talking about that, about, oh, the people here were easily divided.
Right.
Bruv, so you know they're living differently.
That's
it. You get me? Like, man don't need to get into the specifics of it. Some man are vegan, some man ain't. That's it, bruv. Do you know what you need to do, whether you're vegan or not? Jeez. A Tuscan Raider that lives by killing or not, subscribe to the damn channel. Roll to 200,000 subscribers. I'm J1 for the Cyber Nerds.
Raven the GS.
Mr. Blitz.
We'll see you on the next episode. Peace.